back, everyone. Welcome to the TNT Radio Hour. We hope you're going to enjoy today's program. We don't really have much for you today because we didn't prepare, which is usually the case. It's too busy around here. I don't prepare. I just get on the air and just start to spew whatever comes naturally. Folks, thank you for tuning in to BBS Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here today. Well, it's Monday. Beautiful Monday. And everybody out there's, you know, there's a lot of things happening lately. We've got some new faulting earthquakes along the New Madrid fault zone. Which, by the way, that's a little bit interesting, isn't it? I mean, here they got this North American Trans Corridor going right up the Madrid Fault, literally. I mean, think about it. You've got psychics and seers that have been telling us that the Madrid Fault's going to the New Madrid Fault is going to be a humdinger, and that it might flood the lower parts of the middle states, all the way down through Texas. We have Nancy Leader, who has portended that. And we also have that the Max Institute. I forget the fellow's name, but he also portends of the New Madrid Fault going nuts and changing up the geography of the United States. And I've read a few others that feel that dramatic change will ensue. What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, we got some pretty irregular anomalies, don't we, with these earthquakes? They're in Oregon. Well, again, Oregon, I feel, is a different situation, just so you know. I think that we had a situation out there with, let's say there was military drills out in Oregon. And it's interesting how they were doing them out with the ferries and the boats. And now we got these anomalies in Oregon with earthquakes happening off the coast of Oregon and then in Oregon and in areas that are really unlikely. And it's all happening now, but yet not too long ago. Again, I remember that we had drills out there and we had undersea cables cut and we had ships off the coast of Oregon killing animals in the sea from the sonar. And then we had all the drills out there and that they said there was terrorists going to jump on the ferries and then they rerouted people. And oh my God, what a nightmare. But it seemed like maybe they were setting undersea charges. Yeah, I'll just leave you with that. Is your government setting undersea charges with their well-equipped Navy SEALs and military? Is that what they're doing? Are they trying to make things look worse than they are? Well, I saw some pictures of laser-cut ice sheets. Many of you guys have seen that. Space-based laser weapons, it would look like. To make sure the desalination of the ocean currents may be stopping the ocean currents if they can, maybe creating as much havoc. You gotta remember, these guys are nuts! Fracking nuts. Okay? Why do I say that? Well, look at what they're doing. I mean, they're spreading all forms of disease, microbes, bacteria, viruses, chemtrails. They're going nutty on us. And so if you guys don't think that they're wanting to create a disturbance in the force, I think you're wrong. And I think that disturbance comes by way of using their little toys. You know, boys like to use their toys, right? Well, these boys have a lot of toys, and they think that everybody's an idiot. And maybe we are, but we do have a handle on one thing. They're liars, they're deceptive, they're murderous, they're pedophiles, they're perverts, and they'll do anything to stay in power. So, it's not a far leap, isn't it? It's not a big jump from here to there. Now, we have some interesting, again, like I was saying, earthquakes along the Midwest states and down the Madrid Fault Line, New Madrid Fault Line. I don't know. I mean, I could say that, they're making a lot of these natural-looking problems and they're actually creating them. But then again, you know, in some areas, I think that might be a little more difficult. A lot of people are saying that Planet X is here, the Earth is wobbling like crazy. There's a new post on the TNT board by Gerard Zwan. Love Gerard. He's out of the Netherlands. He's been monitoring the moon, and he's saying he believes the Earth is wobbling because one minute he'll look out in the sky and the moon is on the left side of it, and then a little later he'll look out of the sky and it's on the far right. That's pretty extreme wobbling. And a lot of people have also noticed some very uncharacteristic moves of the moon, but they've been doing that for a few years now. Only it's getting a little worse. What does it mean? Don't know. I mean, we've got the sun going into a maximum cycle and should peak within a few years. And we have the Earth shaken up a bit. We've got quakes where they're not normal. And we have a lot of, I was going to post a picture, but there's a big picture of a satellite image. And it shows all these UFOs. I mean, these UFO dots all over the fault lines, you know, where some of these earthquakes are starting to happen, and they sheet these images, and you can see these little white specks all over, which usually are pretty large. I mean, we're talking at least a couple hundred miles across, I would think. And they're showing up on these images all around where these, the faulting's taking place and some of the earthquakes. What does it all portend of? Well, we could be in for a little shake, rattle, and roll. Personally, I don't care one way or the other. The Earth shakes up a bit, and, you know, gets a little extreme at times. I think it's necessary. The planet has to do what it's going to do, but the fear that's mounted because of it is pretty extreme. And your government's taking another... it's going in not another direction, same direction with more spin. And that is, tell me if I'm wrong now, people, because you can always call in 877-876-5227 and call me directly and I'll put you on the air with me and you can give out your thoughts. Or you can call me on the direct line 530-876-3222. And if you're so inclined, you're Canadian. Go to the bbsradio.com website and look for the toll-free Canadian number. It starts with 888. And give us a call. But they're starting, not a new concept, but really an old one. And they're starting to come out with more and more of the aliens are bad. They're bad. They're real bad. And... they're starting to give us more and more little pieces of information. It's kind of like they're building a foundation, and you see it throughout the websites and the talkers and the speakers and the people who come on the air and the people that get radio programs, TV programs, all over the place. And a lot of these people are starting to talk about how the off-worlders are our problem. We need to have a big military buildup. We should always be in a safe, defensible arena, and we need to put more and more, $300 billion or more, into weaponization of space. Hell, I just heard a guest speaker the other day stating that very same claim. Stunned me. You know, many of them think that in order to get rid of our problems, we need to create more weapons of destruction, and that will somehow save our ass. Amazing. When in trouble, buy a gun, I guess. Folks, you know, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and that's James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio, Saturday evenings. Just a fabulous program. It's at 8 p.m. Pacific every Saturday. I love James. And, you know, we also have... Well, I'll go into that later, but James has an interesting viewpoint, and I share some of that viewpoint, and that's that we have a lot of extra off-world help. I think these off-worlders are helping us. They're keeping the balance, they're making sure that we don't absolutely destroy ourselves before the many, which we are the many now, of good heart and good cheer have a chance to be a part of that unfolding process into the new age. And I think they really are helping us. I say that out of my own personal experience. But I also say that out of what I see, what I feel, what I read. Because I don't feed into any of the crap that, you know, most of these off-worlders are negative and they're planning a takeover and we need to be prepared for it. And they're just waiting for the earth changes to happen to come in here and go nuts. And I don't believe it. It reminds me of those TV shows like V and all, you know, V where they were lizard people and coming out and eating us. I just somehow think that it's just it's an old program that's been written down. And believe me, it has been written down by your Congress, by your legislators, by people in your cabinet members that have went over the details and then have actually put a storyline together. And some of these older documents talk about how they're going to proceed and what they're going to need to do to indoctrinate the people into that fear cycle. I think it's red tape. I think it's a steam locomotion that's still moving, and we're just seeing it coming to a halt, but it's still crashing through a bunch of obstacles on its way through, and the momentum has been carried through the society, and people still feel that fear. Somehow, we need the protection of our government. Folks, we need to be protected from our government, not from off-worlders. I'm not worried about them. I have no fear of off-worlders. I have no fear of ultra-dimensionals and extra-dimensionals and intra-dimensionals and intra-dimensionals and ultra-dimensionals. Hell, they don't bother me. Our government bothers me. The corrupt people in power that keeps seeding society with their own information, those are the people I worry about, especially when that information is to cause a lot of fear. That bothers me. It's terrorism. It's informational terrorism, it's psychological terrorism, and it's murderous because they're taking that to a global killing spree. Global. It is a global killing spree, folks. I mean, when you got governments and people working together behind the scenes in secret orders trying to create havoc and death and bleed everybody and take their money, you know, you're starting to see an accurate picture of these money grabbers. These sickos, wackos. So they're trying to define how people think, feel, react. And I think the story's going to heat up. I think you're going to get more and more information of off-worlders. But with that, you're going to get the spin. Don't fall into that. Don't fall into the fear. Don't fall. If it frightens you, if you have some sort of a fear, sit back, try to figure out why. And then put that into context as to who you are, why you're here, and what it means. Eventually you'll get an answer. And if it's fear-based, it's really not an answer, is it? It's an emotional trigger. Now, when we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. And I hope somebody out there will give us a jingle. If not, you can just sit back and listen to me. I like to spoo, so I'll be back in a few moments. Stick around.
Blending the practical and the mystical, the Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to the Emmy Louie Show and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Bye. As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
All right. Okay, folks. Yeah, we have, you know, the WESAC coming up. If anybody knows about the WESAC, WESAC 2008, if they don't, they really ought to go over to WESAC, WESAC.US. And be a part of that. Now, Don Fazende puts that on, and several of the hosts, or a couple of them anyways, are going to be at the WESAC. And I'm talking to a few others, and hopefully they're going to attend. But it's a beautiful place. When I was driving back from Washington State, I was with the wife and the kids and driving past Mount Shasta. I was looking over, and I saw this beautiful UFO cloud ship. I mean, it was massive. Took up the whole mountain, and it was the most beautiful thing. We stopped off the side of the road and took a picture of it. I'll post that. I should have posted it by now, but I just didn't have the chance to. But it's a beautiful area, and I think it has a lot of energy, good energy, and a lot of power. So if you ever have a chance and you want to get up to the WESAC 2008, you really should. I think it's going to be a heck of a convention event, and it's not something you really want to miss. Let's take you over to the Trusted News Trader. I made a few posts on there under TNT Mad Dog, which is who I am. The reason they call me TNT Mad Dog, or I called myself that, is because I'm mad as hell and I can't take it. I'm not going to take it anymore, and I'm going to be vocal, outspoken, and loud, obtuse, and make sure that how I feel gets out there. That energy translates to others. Why? Because it's important. There are, I made a post here. It was called, "There's a Mole in the Lightworkers High Command." Interesting post. I put that there, and I put, someone sent me this email link. It was to RMN Post, Rumor Mill News. I'm sure a lot of you know who Rumor Mill News is. And I responded to them like this. I said, "Candace," if any of you know the name out there, "Candace is full of nonsense. Her channelings are ever worse. Absolute stink bomb. Mad Dog." You got to read it. You really got to go there and you got to read that post. Okay. It was Hatton through Candace. It was April 17th. And when you read about it and talks about Sarah, yeah. And then Patrick of Four Winds. Oh, Four Winds, yeah. And anyways, it says, "The more important issue right now is the mess with the Tree of Golden Light website. I'm very glad to hear that you, Patrick of Four Winds, drew the attention to some problems, even though Candace at times was not so thrilled with it. Here is what has been found." Oh, God, please read this, guys. Please. You got to start reading some of this channeling crap, 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 crap. God, I can't emphasize that enough. I mean, folks, some of this stuff that's coming out is so absolutely stupid. Stupid. Ridiculous. In fact, it's beyond ridiculous and stupid. It has a whole new flavor of its own. Insano. Insano. Okay? I wrote something on the Tree of Golden Light. It was the first post up there, and it said, "A short note. This is exactly why I don't put much faith in most channelings. This is just sad, sad, sad." It says, "Everyone should read this. In my humble opinion, this gives a simple explanation how people's minds may get twisted through a mind meld of their own making. These people are wonderful people that are just tracking down their own thought road and hearkening others to their fancy or fantasy." And I can only surmise it was a mind meld. Read it, folks. Read it. Please. and you tell me what you think. Okay? Because these channelings have been wrong. So some of these people have been wrong for so long. So long. That they don't, I don't even think they know. I mean, they've been wrong so long pretending of crap that isn't true or isn't coming true or anything like that, that they're now going on a tangent of insano. I mean, believe me, I'm a spiritual guy. Do I believe in channelings? You bet. Can we connect with entities? Absolutely, in my opinion. But some of this stuff coming out, whoa. Oh! Got a good word for it. Whap! Smack you right upside the head. Whap! And there's another one underneath it. Thought it belonged in the same place. Good one. It said, meeting with Dan Burrish on 10th December 2007. I wrote, makes me think. First Planet X was to hit in 2003, now it's a white lie. Now we have something like this. Project Camelot puts out the Burrish timetable, yet now it's a missed probability. No wonder they call it a project. I mean, I like Project Camelot. Great. I mean, I really do. I have no problems with it. But some of the stuff of the interviews that they put out, interesting. Like, oh, I mean, it's almost implying now that it's Obama's turn. I mean, some of this stuff actually puts so much stock in speculation, I can't get it. I can't go there. And the speculation has a spin. It's speculative spinning. And whenever somebody's wrong on their channelings, their readings, their psychic visions, and all the other stuff, they're still out there posting their crap, and it's still wrong, and yet people are still hearkening to the fantasy. Whoa. I mean, yeah, it shows me that a lot of people are looking for answers, but don't go looking for answers when somebody's going to throw a brick at your face every time you open the door. I mean, you want to keep going back to get the same answers from the same people that keep throwing bricks at you? Whoa! I'd go somewhere else. I'd start checking out other stuff, you know. Some of the channelings and information, wow. Dan Burrish, don't know. I think, personally, in my opinion, just my opinion. Okay. We got this little black box of Seas in the Future and all these funky people with all the money are able to, the select few are able to see this little box, see their future and make and use it or have been in the past. Now it's hidden. Can't do that anymore. You know, when channelings take a whole new spin and don't have any evidence of any kind to back up anything and it's a load of crap, change your shorts. Go get some new shorts. Another post underneath that was the Casper report. April 13th. I thought this belonged in the same place, folks. Nutty as hell. And this Casper report, interesting one, because it's on my favorite website, 4winds10.com. Oh, I won't go there. Nope. I'm just going to read this. All right, here we go. Somebody sent me this email wanting us to post this information. You have no idea how much crap I have to post, and I totally ignore most of it. But sometimes, and anybody can post on this board. Believe me, it's a free-for-all. Okay? And I replied to the email. I said, more phantom nonsense by our friendly ghost. Casper, report. Friendly ghost. I have a better line. It cuts to the chase and removes the needless bullshit. Okay, here it goes. I just want you light workers. Just wait, you light workers. We're going to deliver money to you. Just wait. When the time's right, you'll be rich, 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 because it's all in the secret planning, folks. It's all in the secret planning. Don't you worry, you light workers. You're going to get money, deposits, Nasera. You'll be rich, 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 and we'll all be communists. Well, okay. I just added that, but same deal. Because it's something we know about, and we are going to tell you, so listen up, you people. We're going to give you what you want most, money. So you just wait around, you'll get your checks. We'll deliver them to you. Oh, wait. We'll deliver them to you. We'll get your checks out to you sooner than later. Because you're light workers and we love you. Load of crap. Stinks. It stinks and it pisses me off. People send me this crap to post and it pisses me off that people actually believe it. And that they continue to spew the same old crap years later with a little different flavor. I mean, some of this stuff out on the internet is just a load of piss. And that's my feelings. I'm Don Newsom, BBS Radio. We're talking the TNT Hour news. We're talking the news. This might not be news you're used to, but it's my flavor of news. Be wary out there, folks. You're gonna hear a lot of crap from a lot of places. And that's what the internet, they're trying to design it to do, to just spread a lot of fear, disinformation, crap from so many arenas. It's like recombining different viruses in different ways so that eventually you come up with the bomb virus. The same thing here on the internet. You put a little spin over here on this news, and then over on this website, and news agency over here, a little different. And eventually people see it often enough, they think they're connecting the dots. But all they're doing is being led down a road of crap. If it's too good to be true, it is. Because we're in a responsible arena. And if it gives you everything you ever dreamed of and gives you a lot of fancy flavor with it, beware. Because what it really says is you don't have to take your responsibility. You can sit back and everything will come to you. Because you deserve it, you light worker, you. Now, I don't mean to be harsh on that word because I love light workers. I'm one myself. I love people. But I ain't going to load their shorts. I ain't going to load your shorts. I'm just going to give you my opinion, tell you what I feel, what I think, my flavor, and maybe you'll take something from it you like. Anyways, folks, you can read those posts on the TNT board, Trusted News Trader. We do have a link on the bbsradio.com to it. You can get your belly full of this. Now, we have a couple interesting new posts. I mean, they're starting to get a little weird on... the gun control, folks, you gotta love that. They're going weird on us there here. Because they're taking it away from our disabled vets. Walmart's starting to put film cameras in up and around their weapons areas. In other words, they're gonna film the sale of firearms so that they can see who's buying guns. Right? More and more surveillance. Walmart, imagine this, folks. If you think Walmart's a good company, why are they the first to state we're going to put cameras now in areas to film the sale of firearms? Why would they be the first to open up about that and just say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're Walmart. Don't they know that would piss off people? You get it now, folks? You know, regardless of whether it would hurt their business, they're going to do it anyways. They want your guns. Eventually, they're going to be coming for your guns. And when they come for your guns, when they leave you defenseless, it's over. Over. They've got private military now for these big corporations. They've killed off our soldiers, infected them, and riddled them with diseases. Halliburton and KBR and the others through the water supply. And oh, jeez, folks. Then they bring them over here, take away their guns, and now they want to take yours. Beware. Dig a big hole in your yard. Huge. Go to someone else's property, dig a big hole. But, you know, don't let them have your firearms. Especially if you have family. Because with these insane, bloody wackos running things, you never know what's going to happen. Who they're going to allow in. Who they're going to upset. What kind of economy and country we're going to have to live in and survive in. Don't go naked. Don't give up the only thing that may help you survive in the future if we don't get rid of these wackos soon. Now, a lot of people know that they're changing over to high-definition TV, right? And then it's going to become mandatory soon, 2009, I believe. Wow. Wonder what that's all about. I'm sure you guys are getting a pretty good idea that they'll be able to monitor you through your TV systems. They'll be able to modulate the frequencies of the outgoing signals that are incoming into your residence. And I think that's disturbing considering the new science, which is openly talked about now, of altering mind patterns, thought waves, and so on. You, I mean, heck, NASA's talking about it. You've got scientists talking about it. You've got people on the History Channel talking about it, and big exposés. And now here, they want to convert everything into high D, right? TVs make it mandatory. What's that all about? By the way, does anybody out there want to spy for the federal government? Any of you? Any of you? No? Nobody wants to spy for the federal government? Well, if you're interested and you want to be a spy for the federal government, just go to the TNT board and we have a link there, okay? And you can then be a spy for the federal government. All right? So if that floats your boat, we have a link for you. Amazing. We try to cater to everybody. Folks, I'll be right back. You stick around.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Oh, Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
What's up, everybody? State of Man. I'm John.
This is James.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Thomas.
And you're listening to BBS Radio.
Check out www.stateofmanmusic.com.
Dude, nobody does the WWW anymore, man.
Yes, they do.
It's not about the WW, Gary. It's about
the PBS, baby.
PBS.
Make sure to check out both sides of the story, our new CD at stateofmanmusic.com.
Radio.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, he still has fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com, or on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.
Hi, this is Mark Omay. I'm really happy you're enjoying bbsradio.com.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Welcome back to the TNT Hour. This is Don Newsom, BBS Radio. BBS. Folks, I'm going to go into something a little bit different here. Only because I really do post interesting stuff on the TNT board, Trusted News Trader. So if you want to read some really interesting stuff, that's the place to do it, because I put everything there that I think people ought to read, the nonsense, some of the stuff that's coming out in the news. There are a lot of great places to find information, but if you want to have a interesting perspective once a day, just rummage through the TNT board once a day. You might get your fill. You find it useful and entertaining and hopefully helpful. There was a new post a day or two ago about Merck. Once again, Merck's Vioxx studies. Oh, boy. And they were talking about the fact that it wasn't really scientists. It was more hired writers behind the study. Don't you find that a little wild? You know, when Big Pharma starts hiring PR groups for their studies of their drugs and how best to market them, and we find that many big pharmaceutical companies have been using their science to harm others, like Bayer Inc., and they're still there in business, and yet they were selling AIDS-laced shots knowingly. They're still here. You still find your products in the store. I mean, this is the way I see it. The bigger your company gets, the more people it's allowed to murder. And the more people it murders, the more the money above you wants to use you and indoctrinate you into their sickness. And then it just grows from there. There are some evil, evil companies out there, folks. And if you own stock in them, or you have friends who have stock in them, or you have your own blog, I would just sell my stocks, sell any mutual funds that held their stocks. Even if it made me money, I would still be out. I'd be telling my friends, I'd be blogging about it, I'd be getting the information out there. I would tell people what's disturbing me, because we can do that now. And if we don't start sharing our experiences on the internet and communicating with each other about these deceptive and evil practices, we're not going to make much headway. We need to continue to share the information and bring the truth out to the public, because most of the public is still brainwashed. They still believe in a lot of the hypocrisy a lot of the lies. I'll tell you as a fact, people, when the government makes a statement, I absolutely at that point have an understanding that it is a lie. There is no ulterior motive, and I go trying to find it. Because they don't say the truth in any way, shape, or form, and personally, that's unacceptable to me, and that's why they should be removed. But it's going to take all of us working in concert to make that happen. There was a post about the Oklahoma bombing, and that 1995 bombing was an FBI ATF bombing special operation. Dr. Bill Deagle wrote that. Might be an interesting article, but we all know that our government is committing atrocities on its own citizens, citizens abroad, and it's engaged in deception and murder. Deception and murder. That's what our government is involved in. Deception and murder. Anybody out there find that as unacceptable as I do? God, I hope so. You know, Barack was the front runner. Obama was the front runner day one, right? And everybody thinks, oh, gee, now he's some sort of a superstar. Hell, he was chosen from day one. You ought to know that. Hillary or him or McCain, I mean, look at them. They're all the same. They're all the same animal, in my opinion. There's some good posts about Obama. You guys ought to have a look through on the TNT board. If you guys are wondering who he is, maybe some of the information on the TNT board can help you out. Do I believe that he's going to have some sort of a walk-in ferry? Right? Some sort of a walk-in to Tree of Golden Light? Nancy, I believe, was saying something about that, right? That, no worries, we got to help. You know, he's going to have a walk-in and all things are going to be good, 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 good. Well, geez. I just say keep Bush in there. Maybe he's going to have a walk-in. Maybe the day he walks out. Now we got the drug makers, of course. They're nearing their legal shield. Trying to, right? And you still got the U.S. lying about the North American trade corridor and all the other good stuff. And yet the news is starting to make it more of a reality. These people lie. These people tell the truth. Canada's telling the truth. These people are telling the truth. This story's lying. Obama's lying. President Bush is lying. Oh, no, now they're telling the truth. Condi broke a limb. It's just such a convoluted frack. I don't like to live in a world where I have to guess constantly. I don't like a world where I have to guess where our government's going to strike next. Where I have to guess at the veracity and the truth of information. I don't like a government where they can legally lie and cover it up and then constantly promote their own agendas. I don't like that. I think it's got to be stopped. And I think we're making some headway. Folks, stick around. I'll be right back. All right. We took care of that problem by cutting the line. Real simple. Whoever's trying to call me on the private line, it's not working right now, so try at a later time. All right, where were we? Where were we before we were so rudely interrupted? All right. We're back on these drug dealers. Pharma. Big pharma. You guys do know they're drug dealers, right? You guys made that, you guys, anybody out there made that accurate comparison to drug dealers and Big Pharma? Legalized drug dealers. Only they're worse. So, if you can get to the truth of it, you'll realize that these people want to infect you and kill you. Boy, we got phones going off all over the place, folks. All right, we're going to go down a bit. We're going to talk a little bit about a website I thought was pretty neat, folks. And that was, I'll be right back. I'm going to turn off another line. Don't go away.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
Wow, I might have to get into a routine on this. I might have to just turn off all the phones before I get on the air. That might be something I'm going to have to start doing. I was hoping this would be early enough in the early afternoon that I wouldn't get so many calls to interrupt the show, but I do apologize for that. But it is a radio station, so a lot of things happen here on a daily basis. Has any of you been listening to some of the new shows that we have coming out? I hope so, because we've got some incredible new programs on our lineup. I mean, we've added about four or five new programs, and they're quite different than what you might be used to hearing. We even have a soccer radio show. We have a show that's called Search for Calling, people that want to connect up to other people in various industries so that they can collaborate. We have shows that are a little bit different on channeling and healing. And we're about to bring you three more shows this week. We are extending our lineup of evening shows and early morning shows. We've extended out Station 2, and we're going to be extending that out little by little until hopefully we get a 24-hour program schedule. Might be difficult because early morning hours, you don't get a lot of listeners, but we would like to run 24-hour programming, and we're going to be gearing up to that. So we hope that excites you because it excites us. Wow, the time has left. We only have a minute here before I have to close. I apologize for not being ready. I'm never ready for the news hour, folks. We had Dr. Nevin Campanella doing the TNT hour before, and he was so good at it. I love Dr. Campanella. That's old Nev. Love you, Nev. Wish you were here. But he did stop doing the news reports, and I haven't found somebody who's interested in doing the news on a regular basis, once a week. I mean, there are a lot of people that actually would want to get on radio and do the news, don't get me wrong, but I haven't found the appropriate person to get on there and be a TNT NewsHour reporter, or a reporter based around the trusted news trader, the TNT Hour. So if any of you out there know of an excellent, excellent reporter, or somebody that wants to get involved in the news, that somebody who likes talking about the news and the truth behind it and likes to find their own conclusions and doesn't believe in all the crap that's spun out there, have them give us a call at the station. And we'll interview him, and maybe he'll be our next TNT NewsHour broadcaster. Me, I have my own show with Win Free. It's called The Don and Win Show. It's Saturday evenings, 6 p.m. Pacific, and that's the show I love to do. But the news hour, there's so much news, it's so weighty, and I don't have the time to research it in depth anymore because it's gotten so busy that we do need to find some other people to handle the news hour. And if we get enough good, solid people, we'll extend the news hour out to be daily. And we might even include a news hour on Station 2 and have a news hour every day on Station 1. But we are going to need good people that really want to talk with their passion and their heart. Folks, thank you for tuning in to the TNT Radio Hour. This is Don Newsome. It's BBS Radio. Stick around. We have a wonderful show coming up for you next. Miracles happen. Dreams do come true, folks. Stick around.